Hi, this is Mama Speaks, and we're out in the community. We're here with Sherry Lyman, gorgeous and beautiful young lady in the community. We'd like to know what you have to say about guardians. We're asking today about nonverbal adults living in group homes without cameras. We'd like to hear your opinion about that.
Well, my opinion about that is that it shouldn't happen. I believe if nonverbal adults cannot speak for themselves, the camera does all the speaking for them.
What do you think they can do to help them?
It can show when a person is doing their job, first of all.
So you're saying it would help the staff as well? That's just not.
It'll help with staff development. It would help with staff behavior modifications.
Okay.
It also would help you develop a better rapport with a person too. You can see what they dislike, what they like, what, you know, special kind of things you might be able to do with that individual to better themselves while they're there in the home.
What about the justice system? Will it help them solving cases?
Yes, it would, because if it's admissible in court, it could show when a nonverbal child is being neglected, mentally and physically, or abused, or even might stop maybe one from getting sexually abused, too.
Okay.
That's what's really important.
Because statistics shows that, doing research, that most of the crimes that happen in this area, due to the cameras, they're found guilty and prosecuted.
That is correct. Without that camera, how can a nonverbal child, adult, can speak for themselves?
Well, speaking of that, since you brought that up about being an adult, you consider a nonverbal autistic child as being an adult, called an adult over the age of 18, should be even considered as an adult. Exactly what is an adult?
No, I do not. Because if you're telling me that a person needs a legal guardian to make decisions for them, then they are not able to take care of themselves, not to me mentally. Because
but the law states that as being 18, that you are now an adult and are 21.
But we're looking at it because there's somebody who said because you're a certain age. But it's just like when you're dealing with a child or you're dealing with somebody who is incapable of making decisions for themselves. They still should be entitled to have somebody making the best decisions for them if they are not able to do so. They can't speak. So therefore, how are they able to express themselves?
But they have rights as an adult.
They do have rights. They are an adult. That's right, because United States states when you turn 18, you are old enough to do certain things. But just because you are chronologically 18 don't mean that you are mentally 18.
So the law should be changed?
So the law should be changed.
To change them for being considered what? Children?
Being people that still need somebody to speak on their behalf.
Parental.
Guidance. Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. This is great. We are really tearing it up. Mama is speaking today, and she is speaking to those who are having voices for those who cannot speak. And we will be right back with you. So stay tuned. More is here to come. We'd like to hear from you, too. Bye.